The R word is being spoken at the World Economic Forum. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A recession's more likely than not.
That's the CEO of energy giant Chevron, who tells Fox Business Network at the forum in Davos, Switzerland.
How deep it is, there are different opinions on it.
One factor in the slowing economy, a slowdown in China. Growth there last year hit its lowest level in decades, just 3%. Tomorrow, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with her Chinese counterpart at that forum. On Thursday, the U.S. will hit our debt limit, forcing Treasury officials to take measures to avoid a default. But at some point, there'll be pressure on Congress to raise that debt ceiling. House Republicans are not open to that unless there are spending cuts. Congressman Bob Good tells Fox's Neil Cavuto.
We've empowered Kevin McCarthy in these negotiations to tell the Senate, tell the White House, hey, these guys mean business. They're willing to say no. Their no means no. And I hope, Neil, that the President and the Senate would not risk a government shutdown.
President Biden upset Republicans yesterday, calling them fiscally demented. On Thursday, the President will go west, taking a trip to California, which is getting better weather now, but recent storms left at least 19 people dead, causing flooding and mudslides and other damage.
The White House saying the president will meet with first responders, state and local leaders, while surveying recovery efforts and seeing what federal support is needed.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, also in California, the search continues for at least two gunmen. The day after a mass murder, six people found dead in a home, including a teenage mom with her baby in her arms. The sheriff believes it may be gang-related. Crews keep scouring the wreckage of a plane crash in Nepal that killed all 72 people on board.
Search teams are now attempting to retrieve the last remaining body from a near 1,000-foot-deep ravine. Funerals of the victims have already begun, with families anxious to retrieve the remains of loved ones.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the co-pilot who died, lost her husband in 2006. He was also a pilot for the same airline killed in the crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are mixed to start the week after the long weekend. The Dow is down 130 points, but the Nasdaq is gaining 30. The S&P 500 is up 11. The price of oil is gaining a dollar. It's back over 80 bucks a barrel. Its rise in the past week has gas going up 2 cents today. AAA's national average for regular, $3.32 a gallon. A nickel more than a week ago, a penny more than we were paying a year ago. There's a new study that could give you pause eating some fish.
Eating just one serving of freshwater fish in the U.S. could have the same effect as an entire month's worth of drinking water heavily polluted with so-called forever chemicals, according to a new study published in Environmental Research. Polyfluorinated substances, PFAs, which can linger in bodies for years, are key ingredients in things like cleaning products, nonstick cookware, and industrial discharge, and for decades have leached into water supplies, contaminating irrigated crops and fish in local waterways, which were found to be much more polluted than commercial catches, which the authors stress may be too expensive for some consumers. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Monday Night Football playoffs, Dallas beat Tampa Bay 31-14, leading to questions about this.
Whenever Tom Brady retires, his next career will be waiting at Fox in the broadcast booth. But how much longer, if at all, we'll see the game's only 7-time Super Bowl champ playing on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays? Unknown. After Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got eliminated from the playoffs Monday, he was asked about his future, but spoke of the present.
I'm going to go home and get a good night's sleep as good as I can tonight. And then,
when you want to figure stuff out, I mean, that was first.
No, I'm not, this has been a lot of focus on, this game. So, yeah.
Let's just be
me one day at a time.
That was Tom Brady in a report from Jared Max. Brady had unretired last year, weeks after retiring. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.